Thank you for calling Kibble. Your call is important to us.
Good afternoon, Kibble. How can I help?
Hi, it's James calling from MMA Legal. Could I possibly speak to Kendall Smith, please?
Yeah, sorry, where are you calling from?
MMA Legal.
Bear with me one moment.
No problem.
Kendall.
Hi Kendall, it's James calling from MMA Legal. Are you okay?
Hi there. Yeah, not bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you very much. I'm just calling just because I've just tried to respond to an email which has been lost in our inbox in relation to Kevin McGowan. Our reference for the matter is 100825.
Yep.
So I've just responded to your email as to where you said there have been some issues with emails from MMA Legal not getting through to myself. Therefore, I've CC'd our information and record mailboxes, responses I received here without an issue. And as soon as I sent the response for both yourself being your email address and being for the information at records@kibble.org, I've got the following organisation rejected your message, being barracudanetworks.com. But I just thought just to call just to say like we have been in receipt of them emails that you sent and just wondering if you could possibly just email over to us the records for Kevin.
No worries. Yeah, no, that's no problem. Sorry about that. I don't know what's happened with it. I've spoke to the IT team and they were like, well, we can't do anything to fix this issue. So I really thought if you sent it through to the information and records that it was going to help, but clearly it's not fixed the problem. Oh, what a nightmare.
I know. It seems as though, like, so I'm looking at my my system for Kibble Education and Care Centre, which we have for yourselves, and we have changed the email address. So every SAR request will be going to informationandrecords@kibbles.org. Is that what will be more appropriate for the future for any subject access requests?
Yeah, I mean, it's only myself and my manager that really deal with that inbox anyway. So anything coming in, I mean, what we'll do is he knows about the situation that emails don't seem to be coming in from MMA to myself.
Yeah.
So even if responses just need to solely go to them, that email inbox, then that could work, just as long as we're aware of it. But I'm really sorry about that. I don't know what's happening with it.
No, it's fine as well. I can provide you with my named email address if you'd like. It's still an MMA legal email address.
Is it usually yourself that deals with it, or is it kind of spread out? Loads of people would deal with.
It's spread out at the moment, unfortunately. We do have our own set of cases, but obviously, with the numerous clients, what we have, like some people may be dealing with a client who is registered under yourselves as an historic file, so they may end up getting in contact with you. But at the moment, they are just sending it from the evidence email. We will be in a position soon where we'll be using our own personal emails to make everything a little bit more easier. But just while we're on the phone, I don't know if you are aware, but we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. We've got 8, including Kevin, subject access requests which we've sent to yourselves. What I'll do though first is I'll look into the actual files to see if there's been a response from you. And if there hasn't or anything like that, I'll reply to your email when you send over Kevin's record, and I'll give you our reference and like the date it was sent, and then also like the email address it was sent to, and then if you're able to get back to me just to say like which ones you actually are able to locate and which ones you aren't, I'll happily try and resend them, and I'll give you a call to let you know when I've sent them and see if you actually have been in receipt of it, or if there's any issues being that someone rejects the message, we'll be able to know.
I know, because I don't think I've got any other outstanding. I've got another one that I'm working on just now. But the only other one that I had was Kevin. So, I haven't received anything else at all. So, that's not great.
Not the best. So, obviously, I'll make note of that. So, like, whenever anyone's, like, if you get any chaser emails, I'll make sure to obviously say that, like, there's been issues. Like, don't mention anything with the ICO, because obviously it's not an issue on your behalf or anything like that. And obviously, as you've probably spoken to my colleagues before, like, we don't really want to be working against any institutions.
No.
Like, we want to work together on this, essentially, just for the best interests of our clients. So, once you've sent that through, I'll then go into each individual one, and I'll let you know which ones we're still waiting for. And then we'll go from there. If you need me to send the subject access request again, I'll happily do that.
Yeah, no worries, that's fine. See, when I'm sending through again, so I can obviously send through Kevin's stuff just now. Do you want me to just send it again through to the evidence at MMA Legal one, or do you want me to send it to you? Do you have, like, a work email address that you want
to
send through to?
My work one is james.low.
Oh, 2 minutes, I'll just get a note of that.
Yeah, no worries.
James dot, yep.
Low with an E on the end.
Is that L-O-W-E?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep.
At mmalegal.co.uk.
.co.uk. That's fine. I can send Kevin's just straight through to yourself. I'm going to speak to my manager as well about if there has been eight that's apparently came through, but they've not actually came through. And see if he can try and, I don't know what we can try to get fixed by IT. I don't know too much about IT systems myself.
Same here.
Talking, but
don't worry about it.
I'll inform him about that anyway, because it seems to be a problem where things aren't coming and going very well.
Yeah, exactly. And as long as obviously both sides are aware, so being yourselves and us, like, we don't obviously want to cause any frictions between each other.
No.
So it will be noted on the file, so you don't get any like chases or anything like that.
We'll
be able to know essentially which ones you have received soon anyways, once the files have come over and I've checked everything.
Yeah. That's absolutely fine. Well, I'll sort Kevin's for you just now and I'll get it sent over. And then even if you can send through the list of ones that you've sent through in the past.
Yeah.
And I'll see if we have received them.
Fantastic. No problem.
All right.
Like I said, I'll put the I'll put the name and I'll put our reference next to the name. I'll put the date when it was sent, and then I'll put the email address it was sent to as well. So
not
you have like
problem.
A clear understanding.
Yeah,
all right.
So that we can see everything, try and locate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine. Thank you so much for letting me know of that.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, Kendall.
All right,
I appreciate
no
it.
No problem. Thanks, James. Take
have
care.
Have a nice day. You too. Bye.
You too. Bye.